Just a quick thought, brethren, in regards to what has been said by our two brothers. I can't help but think, with our brethren here in Walla Walla, after so many years, having the desire to put on the conference again. But you know, brethren, we have to go to chapter 11 of the Gospel of Luke. And I'm sure this is what has happened here in Walla Walla. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Am I correct, brethren, in saying that there's been much prayer that has gone up to have a conference like this by our brethren here in Walla Walla? Prayer. It's the gas pedal of the Christian life. If you get on your knees, dear young person, like our brother just exhorted us, you want to have power in your life. It's prayer. Get on your knees. Lift up your voice to your Savior, to your Lord. And may I just stop there and say, I pray that each one of the young people here know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because these words will be absolutely meaningless to you if you're still lost in your sins. May you look at your heart, and if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, get down on your knees and accept Christ as your Savior. Because everything that you've heard, the last two brothers that have stood up here, it doesn't work with the unbeliever. Now let's take a look very quickly here in this chapter. Verse 3. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins. Just a thought on this verse. The day by day bread, there's dependence. Do you have a need, dear young person? Older person? You have sorrow in your life? Is there some disaster you're going through? Dependence on the Lord. And the other one is obedience. There has to be obedience to the Word of God, as our brother just exhorted us. Obedience. How do you expect to have power in your life? How do you expect to be a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ if you're not praying? Did we not sit around the table this morning and we started with the hymn 150, that every knee will bow? Dear young person, you have two knees. Bow them before the Lord Jesus. And may I recommend that you bow them by the side of your bed in the evening hours and in the morning hours. Get up and have prayer in your life, morning and night. And if you have the chance to pray during the day, like Daniel did three times a day, pray in the middle of the day. Obedience and dependence. We also have in this same chapter, for the sake of time, we'll go down to verse 8. Because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity. Our brother was talking about all the distractions with the internet and cell phones and everything else. What's importunity? Do you think if you raise your voice to the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to get an answering machine? Absolutely not. The Lord's going to hear you because of your importunity. The fact that you come to him with a need. He's got his ears open 24/7. And he knows your needs before you even ask. Dear young person, how can we make shipwreck if we have a Savior that knows what we need and we haven't even lifted up our voice to him? Importunity. We have in our assembly down south a family, and they have a young girl, and she will use importunity to go and talk to her mother. You'll be talking to her mother, and she comes up and she says, "Mom, I want to do this. You know, I want this, you know." She uses importunity. She comes in and she knows that her mother will give her what she wants and what's good for her. Importunity. The Lord will answer. And in verse 9, we're exhorted in this same chapter. It says, "Ask, and it will be given you." How many of us ask? We do. We go. Sometimes we ask for things. But you notice something else in this verse. It says, "Seek." What's it mean to seek? The Lord wants us to be in earnest. You ask for direction in your education. You ask for direction in a help meet. He wants you to be in earnest. He wants you to not only ask, he wants you to be in earnest. He wants you to seek. "And ye shall find, knock, and it shall be open." It's a little more intense, isn't it? One's knocking. Knock. Have you ever asked the Lord for something? I mean, are you in earnest? You know, a lot of times as you grow up, you have a tendency to think of things. And I'll be quite honest with you. When I was about 8 years old, I came to the Lord, and I was raised in Dorothy, New Jersey, and I heard Brother Begg, I heard Brother Christensen, I heard Albert Hayhoe, Gordon Hayhoe, and they would present the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I would sit there in that assembly, and I said to myself, "I don't ever have to worry about getting out of grade school. The Lord's going to come. I don't ever have to worry about going to high school. The Lord's going to come. I don't have to worry about college. The Lord's going to come. And I don't have to worry about getting married or getting a job because the Lord's going to come." Last year, I had to do something in my life that I never thought I'd do. I had to apply for Medicare. 65 years. You've got to apply for Medicare in the U.S. And yet, I can stand up here and tell you, I feel like the Lord is going to come perhaps this afternoon. He's going to come. I'm sure of it in my soul, because I can read His precious word and be assured of it, His coming again. And you know, dear young person, if you want to have power in your life, pray. Lift your voice up to the Lord Jesus. We have had the last couple of days here, should we say, a mountaintop experience, but you know as well as I, at the end of this day, some of us are going to head on the highway, we're going to head home, and how much will we retain our enjoyment of what we have had here at the conference? How long will it last? You know, I have to confess, you know, sometimes I've come to conferences, and I think it lasts until I get out that door, because you get bombarded with all the cares of this life, packing the luggage, getting going. But I'll tell you where I really find the enjoyment is when it's quiet and I'm back on my knees before the Lord. And the Lord, as our brother, Dan Anderson. We used to listen to Dan Anderson's stories in Dorothy. And he made this comment, and I never have forgotten it. He said, "How do you young people expect to know the mind of God if you've never read His Word?" Have you ever thought about that? How do you expect to know the mind of God if you've never read His Word? Dear young person, take this book, read it from cover to cover. You got two knees, get on your knees and lift your voice up to your blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He hears you 24/7. He'll never deny you.
God and Father, we thank you for the word that's been before our hearts. Thank you indeed for the exhortations that we've heard. Give us grace to let them search our hearts and bring us into thy presence, Lord Jesus, in a conscious way. Help us to walk in the path that thou would have us to walk in. We thank thee indeed for the happy time of fellowship we've had these last couple of days, and we just ask thee that thou richly reward our local brethren for all their efforts in bringing us together like this. Thank thee most of all, our God, for thy Son, for the word that thou hast given to us in our hands. May we treat it as a real treasure. May we be found poring over thy precious word, learning the truth. May it be, our God, that the Lord Jesus himself would become more precious each moment and be an effect in our life immediately. So we ask these few things and we give thee our thanks in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.